This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun to inaugurate sports conclave in Pokhara today. Nepali Congress Center Work Education Committee meeting taking place this afternoon and three states issue evacuation orders after heavy rain in Australia. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has urged the World Bank to place Nepal on priority in its several initiatives such as the conservation of mountainous regions, economic revival of rural areas and green corridors along river banks. In a meeting with the World Bank's Vice President for South Asia, Martin Reiser, in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, Finance Minister Sharma made such a request. On the occasion, matters related to the progress of the program run by the World Bank were discussed, the U.S.-based Nepali embassy informed. Likewise, Finance Secretary Krishna Hari Puskar held a meeting with Vice President of Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC's Compact Operation Department, Cameron Alford. On the occasion, the two discuss on the issue of timely completing the MCC project in Nepal. Also present at the meeting were MCC Central Office officials, including co-chair of MCC for Europe, Asia, Pacific and Latin America, Jonathan Brooks. The 9th National Games is to be inaugurated amid a special ceremony in Pokhara today. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun is scheduled to inaugurate the National Games at the Pokhara Stadium at 4 p.m. today. Vice President Pun arrived in Pokhara on Thursday for the purpose. Other distinguished personalities, including Minister for Sports Maheshwar Ghatraj, have also arrived in Pokhara. As informed, spokesperson for all sports tournaments along with officials have also arrived in Pokhara. Member Secretary of National Sports Council Tonkalal Ghising informed that though a total of 7,799 players were said to be participating in the national games, only 6,157 players are to take part in the sports events this time around. A total of 36 tournaments will be played in the national games, which is taking place in 8 districts of Gandaki province. Likewise, more than 10,000 individuals, including 8,000 plus sportsperson and officials, would be in the districts of Gandaki province for the national games. The 9th National Games was postponed for 2 years due to an outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic and local level elections. The competition will run till October 19 and will see the participation of 11 teams, including one each from all 7 provinces, Nepali Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force Nepal, and also one from non-resident Nepalese Association. Nepali Congress Central Work Education Committee meeting is taking place today. Nepali Congress Party Office Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudal said the meeting called at 2 p.m. at the Party Central Office Sanipa would give final shape to the draft of its election manifesto. Similarly, he said the discussion would be held on contemporary issues including preparation for the House of Representatives and Province Assembly election and the formation of a different mobilization committees for the elections. The Maldunga Beni Road, which connects Magdi and Mustang with a national highway, has come into reoperation after 4 days. The road that remained obstructed since October 10 after a landslide at Jaljala Municipality 7, Kerabari in Parbat, has come into resumption following maintenance. Milanchok Police Post informed that the vehicular movement has resumed along the road from Kusma Municipality 1, Maldunga, to Beni of Magdi through Jaljala Rural Municipality after the clearance of debris. The landslide mound was removed using 2 dozers of the Beni Jomsum Korala Road project. Police Post Chief Mukta Khadka cautioned the vehicle operators and passengers while travelling through the route at night. He said as the risk of a landslide continues prevailing on the route, it needs to take safety measures. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Communities in three Australian states have been ordered to evacuate as torrential rain brings major flooding. Parts of the country have received more than three times their average October rainfall in just 24 hours. At least 500 homes have been flooded, one person has died and another is missing as the disaster unfolds. Widespread flooding across Australia, driven by a La Nina weather pattern, has killed more than 20 people this year. Victoria, Australia's second most populous state, has been worst hit this week. Several communities have been ordered to evacuate, including some in the state capital, Melbourne. Premier Daniel Andrews said the number of inundated homes was absolutely certain to grow, calling it one of the state's worst flood events in decades. The Russian-installed leader of Ukraine's southern Kherson region, Vladimir Soldo, has called on civilians to evacuate, citing daily rocket attacks by advancing Ukrainian forces. He urged them to save themselves by going to Russia for leisure and study and asked for Moscow's help. His call was later backed up by Russian Deputy Prime Minister Murat Kuslinin in a message on state television. Ukraine rejects accusation that it targets its own civilians. Its troops have recently retaken some areas of northwestern Kherson, closing in on the regional capital, Kherson City. At least 11 people were killed and 53 injured when a bus hit an explosive device in central Mali on Thursday, according to a hospital source. The explosion occurred on the road between Bandiagara and Goundaka in the Mopti area on Thursday afternoon, a security source said. The region is known as the hotbed for violence by roaming armed groups. Earlier, police and local sources gave a provisional toll of 10 dead and many seriously injured. For more than a decade, Mali has struggled to contain activity by armed rebel groups that have killed thousands of people and forced hundreds of thousands from their homes. Mines and improvised explosive devices are among the rebels' weapons of choice. They can explode on impact or be detonated remotely. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to continue at one or two places in the hilly regions of the country. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places in Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun to inaugurate sports conclave in Pokhara today. Nepali Congress Central Work Education Committee meeting taking place this afternoon and three states issue evacuation orders after heavy rain in Australia. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.